This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The Trump administration recently filed a bunch of new charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The charges fall under the 1917 Espionage Act. The charges are in connection with the 2010 publication of secret documents about the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. WikiLeaks also published secret documents related to diplomatic communications regarding dozens of nations. This is all mentioned in a piece in the Washington Post written by commentator Glenn Greenwald, who also writes that with these new charges, the Trump administration is aggressively and explicitly seeking to obliterate the last reliable buffer protecting journalism in the United States from being criminalized. Do you agree with that?
I think that this is a very tough and tricky, complicated situation. It's not clear cut or cut and dry. Yes, Trump has been doing everything he can to try to undermine journalism, undermine investigative journalism. And I mean, and to be clear, this has existed way before this investigation started under the Obama administration,
mm-hmm.
When these leaks came out. So it's not unique just to Trump. I think some of the way that he's pursuing it is. But I do think that, Julian Assange, Chelsea Manning does live in a gray area, right? It's not quite as clear cut as Woodward and Bernstein, right, during the Watergate era where they were getting this information and then reporting on it, right? They didn't just dump all of the papers in the newspaper that they received.
Yeah, that's part of, I guess, the case made by people who oppose Julian Assange is that he's not a journalist. They say he's just getting information and putting it out there, and he's not doing any journalism. But should that matter?
To me personally, I'm very torn on it. On one hand, I say, no, it shouldn't matter. On the other hand, I say, if these documents contain information that could endanger people's lives, reveal information that could damage ongoing investigations or ongoing actions, risk people's lives, then that's where it starts getting into the tricky information. If all of that was censored and was just taken, the parts that we need to know, then I would say he absolutely would be a journalist and would be protected. But it's that gray area where it's endangering lives.
I would agree. I'm also divided about this as well. I think that, for the means of which we're getting the information, that's one thing. But the information that we're getting is something that seems to be very useful. And how we parse that or how we divide that or how we litigate that is very convoluted and very complex. And that's how this issue has been since it first arose. And I'm most concerned with from reading from this piece, though, that we're talking about is that how this affects journalists and their ability and their freedoms to do their work. I think at the end of the day, at least for now, without parsing out these other issues that we could spend several shows talking about, at least we have to ensure that journalists are able to continue to work within their First Amendment rights and to provide this most valued service to the community.
So what if he was acting as a journalist? What if he acquired this information, went through it, reported what he thought the public should know, and did not report other stuff that might jeopardize someone? Do you think that if he acted as a journalist, do you think that would remove, I guess for you, Patrick, would that remove some of the gray area for you?
To me, that would remove all of the gray area. I think that we need to protect investigative journalism. I even think that we need to protect whistleblowers like Chelsea Manning, right? The people who are getting these documents and leaking them to other people, right? Chelsea Manning didn't go and just dump all these pages online, right? She gave them to someone to then handle, which is how we, broke Watergate. It's one of the main reasons why we have journalism is to be that check and the checks and balances, right, on government, on the corruption within. So I think if he had done that, there would be no gray area. And I think that we need to be very careful and monitor how this proceeds to make sure that it doesn't start limiting investigative journalism, limiting people who are leaking documents that contain damning information.
Yeah, we need to be very careful how we proceed with this, how we look through this. Essentially, I think as Patrick alluded to, this is how journalism is done in the Beltway. It's a series of leaks and so forth, but of course confirming those leaks and making sure that the source is ironclad. But in that sense, we need to be just very careful and look for making sure that we're covering ourselves when we're looking through this kind of thing. To your original question, Rich, about had Assange been a journalist or so forth, this definitely makes it through or puts it through a different kind of a scope, but it still needs to be examined and scrutinized. But it definitely would change the scope of things, I think, had Assange been truly a professionally recognized journalist.
Well, and would it be different if Chelsea Manning perhaps had gone through the New York Times or the Washington Post or some other organization instead of WikiLeaks? Or was WikiLeaks involved in helping her acquire this information?
That's a good question.
I mean, I think that's one of those good questions that we don't really know the answer to yet. No. We don't know what WikiLeaks' involvement is in getting certain documents, right? We hear about WikiLeaks and they claim to just be a place to share this information, right? We had all the Hillary Clinton's emails that came out, right, last time, and they just received all of those emails and did that, leaking the Chelsea Manning papers. Were they involved in it? I don't know, right? I don't know how, you know, good of a hacker Chelsea Manning is or how she got all of that information.
And Assange might be perhaps in this particular case that we're talking about, the new charges against him, he might have gotten some support from people on the left. But because he leaked Hillary Clinton's emails, you know, people on the left are angry at him. And, of course, people on the right are angry at him because the 2010 release, a lot of that was from the Bush administration. So he's angered people on both sides. So he might have lost some support because he's angered people on both sides.
And perhaps maybe his, you know, the best step for WikiLeaks probably would have been to be not so covert, but maybe a little more above board with things and more transparent, instead of trying to take this cloak and dagger kind of approach. And so we have this mystery and we have this suspicion that we have to continuously question them because of this these suspicious means.
And to go back to your initial question, had Manning released these documents to the New York Times or the Washington Post, I do think that we would be in a very different situation. Do I think that the government would have been okay with it? Do I think that they would be not pursuing the journalists and Manning over that? No, I absolutely think they still would be. But I think the end result would be different. I think we would have gotten something more nuanced, something that has precedent to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're at now, there's really no precedent. And we haven't had to question is what he's doing journalism or not before, because it's never really happened in the way that it has.
Yeah. And then if something else is leaked from someone on the inside, will that person feel they can just post stuff, all the documents to the web, or will they feel they need to turn it over to a journalist who can go through it? Would Deep Throat have gone through Woodward and Bernstein if the web had been available in those days? Or would this person have just posted everything and let people decide for themselves?
I think that's a good kind of a comparison, I think, is when in the Deep Throat incident, the classic incident, where he went through journalists and it gave it credibility, whereas this is more covert and this is more, more secretive. And I think that maybe speaks to how credible it could be and what the outcome would be as people, the judge and jury of public opinion, and how we are still discussing this now and how we're still trying to sort it out.
Yeah, and same thing with the Pentagon Papers and so many other cases through
exactly.
The years. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.